Welcome to Old Books with Grace. I'm Dr. Grace Hammond, medievalist and author. This year on Old Books with Grace, I've offered a Lent series on penitential poetry from the early modern poets. That is, on poems of the past that reflect on one's sin, on the need for forgiveness, on lament, on making things right, on conversion and satisfaction. Such poetry is part of an ancient tradition dating back to the Psalms themselves. The poems of this series all date to 16th and 17th centuries, a period of great turmoil and social change, not unlike our own. And of course, normally episodes come out on Wednesdays, but I've saved this one for Good Friday today. In the spirit of Lent, this series is stripped down to the essentials, which is something I'm trying to maintain in my own life this season. I'll give you some background on the poet and poem, then I will read you the poem, and then I will offer something a little different for Old Books with Grace. 5 minutes of silence on the podcast. If you'd like to take this opportunity to meditate upon the poem, here is space for you. One of the central goals of Lent is reflection, particularly on your own limitations as a human being, both those given to you joyfully by God in the gift of creation, and those that we wreak upon ourselves and others with our choices and habits. At the end of the 5 minutes of silence, I will offer a prayer of thanksgiving for the poet and the poem. Of course, you can always skip it if you don't want to do it. The poems are each in the show notes, so you can follow along as I read, if you wish, or return to them later if you just want to listen now. At last, we've reached Holy Week. Let it be confessed that I've broken my Lenten fast an embarrassing amount of times, and I'm really glad that we are here on Good Friday together. I'm glad to be with George Herbert this week, one of my favorite poets of all time. I firmly believe the world would be a better place if we all read a little more George Herbert. Herbert was born in April of 1593 to aristocratic Welsh parents as one of 10 children. He dilly-dallied in politics for a while and was don at his university. But he married Jane, his wife, and then decided to enter the priesthood. He became Anglican rector of the wonderfully named Fuglestone St. Peter, as well as close by Beamerton. He wrote prose and, of course, his marvelous collection of poetry, The Temple, published after his death. Ill for much of his life, Herbert died at age 39 of consumption in 1633. He's buried at his parish in Beamerton. According to his biographer, Isaac Walton, Herbert said that readers of his poetry, quote, shall find in it a picture of the many spiritual conflicts that have passed between God and my soul before I could subject mine to the will of Jesus, my master. I believe I have saved the best poem for last in this series. The Agony is a marvel of a poem. It always makes me want to cry a little bit when I read it. It is a poem which measures two vast, spacious things, sin and love. To me, it speaks of our yearning, endless itch for knowledge, for measuring the world, which is good, but which will never be satisfied until we have plumbed also the depths of love in our own need. Listen now for Holy Week and sit with Herbert's richness of language and feeling. It is quite short. You might want to listen multiple times. Philosophers have measured mountains, fathomed the depths of seas of states and kings, walked with a staff to heaven, and traced fountains. But there are two vast, spacious things, the which to measure it doth more behoove, yet few there are that sound them, sin and love. Who would know sin, let him repair unto Mount Olivet. There shall he see a man so wrung with pains that all his hair, his skin, his garments bloody be. Sin is that press and vice, which forceth pain to hunt his cruel food through every vein. Who knows not love, let him essay and taste that juice which on the cross a pike did set again a broach. Then let him say, if ever he did taste the like. Love is that liquor sweet and most divine, which my God feels as blood, but I as wine. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your servant George Herbert. We welcome the recognition of our sin. We reach out with joy and thankfulness to the even broader measurement of your love. Help us to taste your love as the wine of joy and peace. Help us to dive ever deeper into the all-encompassing reality of your love like swimmers diving into waves. Thank you, Jesus, that we live held in the divine embrace of your charity as your arms open to us on the cross. Teach us to look for your hope and forgiveness on this Good Friday. Amen. Thank you again for listening to Old Books with Grace. I'm Dr. Grace Hammond. This is the end of the Lent series. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. If you have, I'd deeply appreciate it if you left your rating and review on the platform of your choice where you are listening. If you have also enjoyed this series, you might be interested in my book, Jesus Through Medieval Eyes, which of course is from a slightly earlier era, but continues to look at the ways that people from the past were talking, thinking, and writing about Christ. Thanks again. Old Books with Grace will be back with more episodes in the coming weeks. Have a wonderful Easter.